Welcome back to ESPN West Palm today. Joining me now is a very special guest. I got Dr. Matthew Butler, an orthopedic surgeon specializing in hand and upper extremity injuries at HSS Florida at the location right here in West Palm Beach. And folks, with baseball season in full swing, many of us are enjoying America's favorite pastime. While headlines about pro athletes and injuries often grab our attention, everyday players of all ages are also at risk of injury if they don't follow good practices. And that's what Dr. Matthew Butler is here to talk about. Dr. Butler, how are you doing today, partner?
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
So, Doc, what are the most common baseball and softball injuries among everyday athletes, from youth players and maybe even at the professional level that you've seen?
Sure. That's a great question. There's really, you know, a wide range of injuries that we see from baseball and softball. And I would think of them as falling to, you know, two major categories, and these include the repetitive stress injuries, or what are commonly referred to as overuse injuries, and then the more acute or traumatic types of injuries. So traumatic injuries could be thought of as something that happens out of bad luck, hit by a pitch, twisting your ankle, falling awkwardly, sliding into a base, something that might generate, you know, a collision. And so those injuries could be a broken bone, a muscle strain, sprained ligament, and then there's the overuse injuries. And this really typically relates to the stresses that occur from the high frequency that's seen in throwing and batting. So overuse injuries in our youth populations often occur in the shoulder, elbow, and wrist joints. And those often present as like stress reactions or stress fractures that occur around the growth plates. And that's because the growth plates are inherently the weakest structures and prone to injury with repetitive stress. In the adult populations, these repetitive stress injuries often present as around the elbow collateral ligament injuries, like an ulnar collateral ligament tear. That's become increasingly common, as has the incidence of what's known as Tommy John surgery that we use to treat collateral ligament injuries.
Dr. Matthew Butler, an orthopedic surgeon specializing in hand and upper extremity injuries at HSS Florida, is our guest. Now, Dr. Butler, I mentioned he's at the West Palm Beach location, and that's one of the top-rated hospitals for special surgery. And it is also the official hospital of the New York Mets, the St. Lucie Mets, and other professional sports teams. Now, Doc Butler, you just mentioned, you know, how these injuries occur. What are the more signs of an injury as opposed to severe pain or the inability to throw a baseball?
Sure. Like, a subtle sign could just be a low-grade aching or soreness that maybe you didn't used to have. It could occur after you play. So it might be something that's easily overlooked. Other subtle signs could be just a drop-off in your performance. So, you know, for a pitcher, that might be the loss of their velocity. For a batter, you know, it might be loss of power. And so these might just be, you know, fairly benign. You might think, oh, it's just I'm off a little bit, but they could be a subtle sign that, you know, something, could be indicative of something, a problem that's brewing. Kids, you know, children are fairly resilient. So if a youth player or a child is complaining of pain or having a lot of discomfort after competition, you know, that's more significant. Their bodies are just, you know, like more resilient. They tend to have more reserve. So they really shouldn't be complaining of a lot of discomfort or pain after they play. It's one thing for a weekend warrior or an adult that's maybe just not used to being active or having some discomfort after they play. But if someone in the youth level is complaining of pain, that might be a more, you know, what you might think of as subtle, but should be taken seriously.
Now, players may want to continue playing baseball or softball even if they have a minor injury. Dr. Butler, how important is it for them to stop playing, take a break, and get the help that they need?
That's a great question. And I guess, you know, it depends to some extent on the scenario, but, it's imperative to avoid, you know, having a major injury, because that's really going to be a setback if you're enthusiastic about playing. So if early signs are ignored, you worry about that generating a more serious problem that may take you out of competition for an even longer period of time. In the younger population, that might mean, you know, if something's ignored, they might miss a whole season or have to sit out a season if things progress to the point where they need surgery. So it's definitely important that if something's persistently bothering you, you know, more than just, you know, one or two sessions, to take a break, take some time off, stretch, or have it looked at by, you know, a healthcare professional.
Now, Dr. Butler, we've been saying upper extremity injuries. Can you explain to maybe the audience what exactly that is?
Sure. So the upper extremity just refers to anything in the arm. So anything from the fingertip to the shoulder. For baseball injuries, we're usually seeing things around the wrist and elbow and shoulder, but it could be anything from the tip of the finger to the collarbone.
Now, when a player would need treatment for these specific upper extremity injuries, what does the treatment usually look like for that?
You know, fortunately, most of these overuse syndromes will respond favorably to, you know, conservative measures. That's typically some amount of rest or time off from the offensive activity, often some physical therapy, stretching, and biofeedback, which is a fancy way of saying listening to your body, are typically quite effective. And then subsequent, you know, once the pain has started to settle down, a gradual return to play, you know, a thoughtful return to the sport so that it is in a thoughtful and graduated way, and monitoring for any recurrence of symptoms as you get back into playing.
Now, what's some advice you could give to maybe athletes out there and baseball players out there to prevent a shoulder, arm, or elbow injury from occurring in the first place?
I guess a couple things. The first would be on the day of competition or when you're training, doing a proper warm-up, so taking some time to get your heart rate up, get your blood flowing before you start, you know, either pitching or batting or training, monitoring the number of pitches or reps that you take, and then stretching and doing some icing afterwards. You know, many of the youth leagues have established some guardrails around pitch count and other ways to try to prevent throwing injuries. I don't think there's necessarily a perfect metric, but I think that's a step in the right direction. And then the other thing is just overtraining is probably a big risk factor for injury, either an overuse injury or even a acute traumatic injury. So not taking proper days off and rest to have your body in the best condition when you're competing is a risk factor. It's becoming increasingly identified as an important factor.
Dr. Matthew Butler, an orthopedic surgeon specializing in hand and upper extremity injuries at HSS Florida at that West Palm Beach location, is our guest here on ESPN West Palm today. Now, Doc, hearing you talk about that, it comes to mind. You know, I played a lot of baseball myself. I used to play year-round. Are maybe children or kids who are playing the game, are they more susceptible to an overuse injury? And if they are, what do you think kind of the solutions are there when it comes to year-round baseball and even kids and children playing at such a young age?
Yeah, there's no doubt that what you just said is accurate, that, you know, this sort of single sport specialization has led to clusters of injuries in the various sports. In baseball, that tends to be elbow problems. So, you know, not taking breaks from, say, baseball to play soccer or football as the seasons change, you know, and just sort of having a very natural way to give your arm some rest has led to more of these overuse injuries. And the other thing that we're seeing is that there's a big emphasis on, you know, sort of power and velocity. And so particularly in pitchers, even young pitchers, we're seeing them throwing with greater force as, you know, training and strengthening in, you know, technology for feedback on, you know, how fast you're throwing have improved. And that incrementally puts more stress on the elbow and puts these kids at risk for injury. I don't know that there's a perfect solution. As I mentioned earlier, some of the leagues have established some guidelines for pitch counts and things, but you know, the overall arching theme would be to be aware of it, listen to your body. If you start to have an issue, you know, back off and, you know, take some time off and rest, because once you get into this cycle of injury, you know, rest, re-injury, it becomes very frustrating and can lead to, you know, seasons off and even sometimes surgery to repair the elbow, and then you're looking at a whole year off.
Now, Dr. Butler, first off, we appreciate all the time and all the great information about this. Before I let you go, and once again, joining us is Dr. Matthew Butler, an orthopedic surgeon specializing in hand and upper extremity injuries at HSS Ford at the West Palm Beach location. Now, Dr. Butler, you're a graduate of Notre Dame. Obviously, Notre Dame missing out on the college football playoff. Miami getting the nod ahead of them. Miami goes all the way to the championship. Just take me through the roller coaster of emotions you had when you realized that, oh my goodness, Notre Dame's not going to be making the college football playoff this year.
Oh, thanks for making me relive the misery here. It was frustrating. I don't have a problem necessarily with Miami getting in over Notre Dame. I mean, they had the head-to-head win. I think, probably the pain points for me would be, number one, why have the early rankings if they're, ultimately meaningless, if they're supposed to guide you each week as to where you fall into the ranking. Maybe they should just have a ranking at the end so that there's not misleading rankings. And then the other is, you just like to see the best 12 teams get in, rather than, potentially having some lower competition make it into the playoff system that weren't as deserving. That doesn't apply to Miami, but some of the other teams that may have made it in.
Now wait. So Dr. Butler, you don't want to see Ole Miss beat Tulane by 40 points in that opening round? Could we have gone without that?
But it's entertaining, but it doesn't move the needle in terms of the whole goal is to have the best 12 teams compete for a national championship. So I don't think many people thought Tulane was going to win the whole thing. So
now, Doc, I'm a Buckeye myself. You have a Buckeye at the helm with Marcus Freeman. Where you at with Coach Freeman? There were rumors that Michigan was maybe looking to pluck him from Notre Dame to make him their head coach after the Sharon Moore disaster. But Freeman, obviously, the good Buckeye man he is, telling Michigan to go kick rocks. Now, where you at with? Yeah, I had to slide that in there. Where are you at with Coach Freeman? And do you think he is the guy to win a national title for the first time? I believe, partner, since the 80s.
Yeah, he would be the first title since 88. I think he can do it. I mean, look, it's when you've got the best guy, people are going to want to poach your coach, so. Success comes with, with that. So he's deserving to receive all the attention from the other schools. I hope we can retain him. There's no doubt in my mind, he's a great leader and has what it takes to bring a national championship back to South Bend. Whether it's this year or not, we'll see. And I hope every year we're able to convince him to come back as long as he'll keep coming.
Now, Dr. Butler, also a big-time Green Bay Packer fan. I did 3.5 years of radio in Illinois. I know how passionate Bear fans are. And are you worried about what happened against the Bears this year, the playoff game, the success that the Bears have had, the first time in a decade? Are you a little worried that maybe the Bears are passing up the Packers here?
This was a self-inflicted. I mean, if you watched how that game unfolded, we lost it. Of course, I hate to see us lose to the Bears, but I think our team has what it takes to be successful as long as they take care of business themselves. Obviously Micah Parsons is injured. We'll see if he starts the season or not. There'll be a big blow to the defense if he doesn't get to play the first part of the season. But I like where we're sitting.
Doc, thanks so much for the time. Once again, joining us was Dr. Matthew Butler, an orthopedic surgeon specializing in hand and upper extremity injuries at HSS Florida in the West Palm Beach location. And folks, once again, it is one of the top-rated hospitals for special surgery, and it's the official hospital of the New York Mets, the St. Lucie Mets, and other professional sports teams. Dr. Butler, thank you again. Best of luck to your Fighting Irish. Best of luck to your Packers as we get going for football season in a couple months here, and we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Great. Thanks for having me.
We're coming right back on ESPN West Palm Today.